Aviation Quest is C101, wind 270 degrees, 10 knots, runway 27 left, cleared for takeoff.
Aviation Quest CC101, cleared for takeoff, 27 left. V1, rotate. Positive climb.
Aviation Quest CC. Stories from above. The views shared in this podcast are personal and for informational purposes only. They do not reflect any employer or aviation authority, and nothing discussed here should be considered flight training or regulatory guidance. Please always refer to official sources. This episode may also contain product placements. For further information, visit our website aviation-quest.cc.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 25 already of Aviation Quest. You may hear that it sounds a bit different today. First of all, I am starting. Usually Jürgen is always the one who starts. You may hear some birds in the background. And this is because for the first time, the premiere today, Jürgen and I are actually at the same place at the same time, because we're usually in different countries. So Jürgen is sitting right next to me. Okay, Jürgen, hello.
Yeah, Stefan, I think... Did you want to check out if the weather is really nice here?
Yes, yes. So for those of you who are regulars, you know I live in on a small...
Running joke.
Yes, exactly. I live on a small island in the Mediterranean. Jürgen lives in beautiful Austria. So we are both sitting in Austria. We are currently in a forest. It is blue skies, very nice weather, I'm happy to say. So for me, this is perfect.
Yeah, we were just discussing the last time we were here together. I think it was in middle school, huh?
I think so, yeah. How old were we? Were we 12?
13, 14,
yes.
Maximum. 12, yeah. 13.
So 10 years ago.
Let's say 5.
Yes, exactly. Something like that. Yeah, it's crazy. We used to come here with the school to do our PE lessons in this forest. Yeah, okay. Unbelievable. Anyway.
We were back then. Yeah, I mean, I went to professional sports afterwards. Yeah. But back then, I remember we were both not the most athletic boys. But we had fun.
We had fun, yeah. We were fooling around a lot, not doing what the teacher was telling us to do.
I think we are still doing this. Now, is this episode going somewhere, or we are just fooling around for the next 30 minutes? We could, huh?
Yeah,
I mean, there are podcasts, but we are still Aviation Quest to see, and normally we got a topic, and yes, also this time we got a topic.
Yeah, it's part 5 of our series regarding flight simulator adventures, so we're gonna start that now. But it's great to be here with Jürgen in person. It's very, very rare that we see each other really face to face. So yeah, I'm glad that we got this get together organized.
So yeah, to both of us, we'll enjoy this beautiful afternoon. And dear listeners, the so to say second start of episode 25 will be there right now. Wow, what an outdoor podcast intro for an aviation podcast. Yeah, Jürgen here, second time, so to say, and in the studio, about a half nautical mile east of the fitness track of the sport city of Dornbirn, and on the other side, Stefan, remote over the internet, but in top quality again, also here. Thank you.
Yes, hi Jürgen. I'm afraid no birds in the background right now.
We could don't know. No, I think that the listeners, I hope they all enjoyed the bird. It was such a beautiful afternoon. It was really. I was listening at home to this intro, and I was just thinking, an intro like this. In the first minutes of every podcast, I think also most of the listeners would agree to this. Would give a thumbs up at our Aviation Quest podcast channel. Oh, what an intro here. What a cue word.
And next time you come over to our island, and in the background we can hear the sea.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a hop. I calculated, if this is correct, it's 765 nautical miles to the southwest. So it's almost in the neighborhood in global language.
Exactly. So no problem to hop over.
No. With an Airbus, I mean, 765 nautical miles. What is this? Yeah. 2 hours of flight time, something like this. With a Cessna 172, I calculated pure flight time 7 hours. This would be an interesting flight sim adventure, by the way. so many hints about what is this all about, huh, in the first minute.
Yes.
I'm getting the master of keywords today.
Yeah, so if you would do it in a Cessna, it would be a proper flight sim adventure, right, Jürgen?
Oh, yeah, especially with unlimited fuel. I mean, you can stay awake all night long like Stefan did and, you know, enjoy. But I think a Cessna, you have to have a little bit more eye on than on. Yeah, by the way, this was in one of the last parts of the Flight Sim Adventures series. Yes, if you are new to this, please look them up on our homepage. It's aviation-quest.cc or on our Aviation Desk Quest podcast YouTube channel. And also today's 25th episode is there with a real-world flight by FS Clips creator Stefan. What it's all about today, Stefan, today's flight.
Yes, so let me have a look quickly. We are flying today in a part of the world that is, I guess, for you and me, a bit exotic. We're flying from Singapore to Jakarta in Indonesia.
Oh, I was two times in Singapore, two World Cups there. My very best World Cup was there. Oh, I will never forget you. Yeah, we make this. Okay, Stefan. We will make a podcast where we also will figure out a little bit about me and you. Maybe you're right. I owe the listener some details, but this is not today. But Singapore, it's really, wow, it's one of, it's the favorite city. It's the city I climbed top 10 in the World Cup. But this, as I said, it's not today's topic. Today is all about also, the statistics on LinkedIn were quite surprising. I mean, our Amiga and Atari retro podcast is leading the rankings in the moment and comments there. And it's really amazing. If you listeners want more of podcasts like this, please join in. There's now also a Discord server. We linked this in the show notes. And also, I think it's in the show notes of the YouTube movies as well, Stefan.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
So, and there is an Aviation Quest podcast section and certainly also YouTube comments. So LinkedIn is my name, so everything step by step here. LinkedIn is Jürgen Reiss, then the YouTube channel is Aviation-Quest podcast, and the direct link to the Discord server is easy to find via the show notes. And today's flight, this sounds really exotic and beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very nice flight. I thought we'd do something different. There's some flights coming up that are really cool in parts of the world I have actually never flown before, neither in the sim nor in the real world. I thought, let's just, because we did a lot of flights in Europe that I know, let's just spread our wings and go to parts of the world where I've never flown before. So lots of interesting stuff coming up.
And I am super interesting to wear your wings, so to say, to where you spread your wings to the first adventure of this today's fifth part of our ongoing series.
Yes, so I've decided I'm going to talk about something that's behind the scenes, and it's something that I don't think a lot of people know about. So when Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 was launched, shortly after, I was approached by a team. Actually, I was just approached by one individual, and they asked me if I would be interested in helping creating a payware airport. And the reason why they approached me was because they wanted to build Palma International Airport in Mallorca, which is the airport where I am based. And I agreed. And my role changed very quickly. Initially, I thought I would just provide information, pictures, videos, because obviously when you're based there, you have an ID for the airport that allows you full access to all parts of the airport. Plus, you fly in and out constantly. So you're always at the airport. So you can always take pictures of parts of the terminal inside out. But as you probably know, Jürgen, I also am a 3D modeler. And so in the end, I also created a vast part of the 3D models for the airport itself. And the reason why all this happened was because of the pandemic. Because what happened was we started the project and then the pandemic hit. And this had a good effect and a bad effect. So the bad effect was the number of people shrunk and the possibilities of working on this became very difficult. But there were very, very, very few flights during that time out of Palma Airport. There were literally no passengers at the airport. It was completely empty. So I was able to walk through this airport and take pictures of everything without any people anywhere, which is perfect if you want to do 3D modeling, if you need pictures for textures. It's actually a dream come true for a 3D modeler to walk through a fully open airport with not a single person anywhere. So as bad as the pandemic was, at least in this respect, there was a silver lining for us because it made building the airport easier. Plus, I was grounded, like all pilots. We were not flying. So I was just sitting at home. So I got fully involved in this project. We built the whole airport just as the pandemic started to wind down and I started flying again. We were able to launch it. It became really respected. All the reviews were really nice and positive. You can buy it on several outlets. And if you do buy it, like one of the people that sell it is Just Flight. If you take a very close look, if you're inside the terminal, you can actually see some remnants of the pandemic. There's some signs somewhere that talk about masks and things. We were debating, what shall we do with this? We thought, let's just leave it. It's such a small detail. Nobody will notice. And actually, nobody has noticed until today. But if you own that airport, go inside, go into the terminal and have a good look around. And maybe in some hidden places, you will see evidence that this was built during the pandemic. So yeah, that was a really, really interesting time because it was the first time I was involved in a proper payware project for Microsoft Flight Simulator. And it was a steep learning curve. There was the coding and everything was super difficult. There was almost no documentation from Microsoft or Asobo. We had to figure out a lot of stuff on our own. So it took quite a long time. Altogether, 2 years we were working on this project. But in the end, when it was all done and I was able to fly into the airport, and it really reminded me of what I see when I do it in the real world, I felt really proud. And I'm still very proud. It works in Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 as well. So yeah, if you ever want a nice rendition of that airport, go to the Just Flight website and there you will find it.
Great. So you mean a walk through the airport back in the pandemic?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I mean,
this is the most amazing. I was thinking, you know, we never exchange our ideas for the flight for the flight adventures. And I was thinking of all kinds of flight, but my brain was really in the last 5 minutes on overdrive. So where is this leading to? Where? And then at the end, it clicked, and I said, this is such a great thing, but this is, I don't know. Of all the adventures, I think I would have gotten lost for days if you made some quiz show about this. What else can you think of, Jürgen? What else could you think of? What's in my mind?
So that's why I was really glad that, you know, one of the upcoming podcasts we have with Just Flight. So if you listen to this in the future, there will be a podcast where we speak to Just Flight. And I have to say, during the pandemic and when we were doing this product, they were an amazing partner. They were really supportive. They helped us with testing because it also has to work on the PlayStation and all that stuff, Xbox. And it was a really cool project. And I'm still very happy I was part of it.
Well, I feel like boring now with my first adventure. Like, yeah, so mundane.
I'm sure standard. It's not a big way.
It's not a, you know, what is this? Back to the Himalayas and now we fly from Kathmandu to Lukla. Is this all you? Yes, this is the adventure of mine. Sorry for the disappointment, but this is a must have done for every flight simmer. I say it just this way because it leads right into the heart of the Himalayas, to the gateway of the Himalayas, especially for the adventurers who are maybe, you know, their real bucket list items is the Mount Everest or something like this. The approach in Lukla is considered among the most dangerous approaches in the world. Reason why you will discover, because Kathmandu, I think the runway is quite generous with 10,300 feet. And the elevation with about 4,400 feet also okay, or 390. But then you climb up this valley about 7,000 feet and you will land, hopefully, buttersmooth in Lukla. No, I think you will be happy to make it to the runway at all because it is crazy. The runway length is only 730 feet, which is 527 meters about. And the elevation is about 11,300 feet. And I say about here, so to say, underline, because it is uphill. So the profile is you land uphill and you take off downhill. So this is... and. Not enough fun. At the end of the runway, now it's getting really crazy. There is no chance for a go-around because at the end of the runway, there is this sheer rock face. So if you want to have some extra motivation before you even prepare for it, yeah, just ask YouTube. you will get some impressions. Nah, it's really crazy. I think Stefan, you will agree, it's a must have flown.
Yes, absolutely. Lukla is, I mean, it's very famous, I think, with flight simmers, right? I actually tried it, believe it or not, literally, I think 2 days ago, I tried this in Aerofly because I was curious. And Aerofly has a super nice detailed scenery for Lukla.
Really?
And,
great.
Yes. It's amazing. You have all the buildings, the beautiful mountains, and I'm going to be honest, my first landing attempt was not the best.
As I said, I mean, there you are happy to survive it.
Yeah, and I think I completely misjudged how steep the runway was. I went into idle, as you usually do, and touched down. And then the plane couldn't make it up to the end of the runway. I had to apply full power. Then I wouldn't roll down the mountain. I absolutely agree with you, Jürgen. It's one of the things you have to do in any flight simulator because
hopefully the nose gear was strong enough. Woof!
It's amazing. I still can't believe that people fly there in the real world. Huh?
As the listeners already know, I neither fly X-Plane 12 nor Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, but I did my research. So according to my research, it should be true. Otherwise, please comment me that the altitude is in the aerodynamic model in X-Plane 12
more realistic. But on the other hand, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 shines visually and certainly with the immersion factor. And optional Lucla sceneries, freeware versions are available for both Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 and X-Plane 12. And planes, go to planes for this 85 nautical mile hop. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's really 30 minutes and you are there, maybe 40, hopefully. everything tentative here. go to planes are the Pilatus PC6 Porter or the Havilland Canada Twin Otter.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one I flew when I tried this in Aerofly. Amazing. Yeah, amazing. Did you know how many times you've landed there? Because I only tried it like once or twice.
I cannot. It was an amazing afternoon. But I cannot. I have no statistics here. I can say, it's a time ago, and I doubt that I really had butter smooth landings. I highly doubt about this. What I recommend like in episode 24 at the Himalayan adventure, please get the weather in the calm state, winds calm, clouds zero, and try it in the, so to say, in the beginner's mode first, and afterwards you can switch to the real world weather, which is also part of the game, certainly in the real world, where you find it in the YouTube videos. This is, yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those airports where if I would ask you how many times have you landed there, you can probably reply with define landing. Yeah, amazing. Yeah,
I mean, if you really make it in real world conditions, the visibility can close suddenly, the winds and the clouds layers, and certainly if there is, Stefan, you also know what wind shears, certainly you have to deal with this stuff in this altitude, and there is no go around and downdrafts. And yeah, it's Lucla is not about fun. It's respect, discipline, and nerves of steel. And maybe a really good front wheel.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's a great adventure. Yeah. And funny that I just tried it out myself, just by pure coincidence. Like Jürgen said, we do not know what the other person will bring up in these podcasts. So this is pure coincidence.
I warned you, it's boring. It's obvious. It's mundane. Everybody does it. So next to Stefan's adventure. Now it's getting exciting again.
No, I thought I'd keep the first two are like sort of connected. Because, again, something that I don't think many people know.
After, by the way, I never joke. What? I never make jokes in this podcast. Don't forget this. Also, we are always serious here.
Listen, we're always serious. Yeah. Always. Everything.
Only really hardcore seriousness here. But Stefan, yes. The next hardcore serious adventure of yours.
Yes. So after I was involved in this airport, I got in touch with someone and they asked me if I could help them with an Airbus A320. And this person was from Fly-by-Wire. So I don't know how many people are from the FMS community, but there's a freeware Airbus A320 Neo by a group called Fly-by-Wire. It's a large group of people. And when they started the project right at the beginning, they needed sort of access to real-world A320s and A320 Neos. And I agreed to be part of this group. Just to give you a bit of background, they needed sounds, they needed pictures. I had to explain certain things on the MCDU. I actually took videos of how these things work, more in-depth stuff, and I would send them the videos so they could see exactly how the real aircraft works. And I did this for quite some time. And it was really interesting because this was on the back of the airport, and the airport was a payware project, but this was just a group of people that made freeware. And the feeling was completely different. You know, there was no commercial interest. These were people that had jobs. They just did this in their spare time. They, they were highly motivated, super interested in everything. There was no concern how long things would take to build. Because there was no time pressure. However long it takes, that's what it takes. The aim is just to make a very good product at the end. And because there's no financial incentive, so to speak, they just take as much time as they need. And they're not scared of pushing out alpha software to give it to the people to test it out, because it's all free. So it was a very different experience to work on this compared to the airport. And again, I really enjoyed it. The people there were super nice, really interested. I have a lot of respect for them. Unfortunately, over time, I didn't have the time necessary to really be involved. I'm still, I think, officially in the group, but I haven't been able to really participate in a very long time. If you've never checked out Fly-by-Wire, I would highly recommend you do. They have two amazing aircraft, the A320neo and the Airbus A380. Both are freeware and both are, in my opinion, payware quality. And they could keep working on them, keep improving. They keep, going into more and more depth. So these people are very motivated. You just have to be patient with them because, like I said, they all do this in their spare time. They have families. They have full-time jobs. Whenever they have time, they sit down and code or do some 3D modeling. So I really enjoyed that time. It was super interesting. Some of the questions they asked me were so detailed, I had no idea. So I had to actually then sometimes speak to mechanics from maintenance, because they obviously know more about the technical stuff than we do as pilots. So really interesting. Again, first time I was involved in something like this, a large freeware project for Microsoft Flight Simulator, and a really cool experience. And I love to see when they push updates and fiddle around with what they've done, and to see how this project is, you know, becoming better and better every single time we get updates.
I think the listeners will now doubt that we don't exchange the adventures, because my next flight is an A320 flight.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite flights. In the early years of my flight sim career, quote unquote, I made this, or I recreated this flight first in the Celion A320 on the Amiga, and also the airports there were, yeah, they were looking good. And it was from London Heathrow Airport to Charles de Gaulle Airport, and then I made a second leg, often the following day or the following evening, either to Milan or to Marseille. So from, as I said, from the first leg is London Heathrow Airport to Charles de Gaulle Airport. So we are speaking two of the most busiest airports in Europe, with each up to 1,300 aircraft movements per day, according to my research. And then down to the Mediterranean or over the Alps, really Alpine showcase here, to the heart of the Alps, to Milan. So make your choice. And both, I mean, also the second legs are quite amazing. I mean, Milan, you have, especially the flight is amazing. You have the, you can get the Eiger, the Matterhorn, in everything. I mean, with, yeah, a little of 1.5 hour or something like this. And in Marseille, especially when you approach from the south, you get just a beautiful, scenic, and memorable approach over the Mediterranean, certainly. And I think Stefan, you will agree, especially if you join in VATSIM, I think this will be a heavy workload.
Yes, it is. Both flights are very short, huh? I obviously have never flown them in the real world. They are not part of our network. I've flown into Heathrow.
They are short. So the one short. And a half. So everything is about 1.5 hour. Everything is about, but sometimes you even have a little bit of wiggle room. So with 1.5 hour for each leg, easy going.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. I have never flown to Charles de Gaulle. I've been to Heathrow, I've been to Milan. We fly into Malpensa. I've never been to Marseille. We don't fly there. So, yeah, interesting. I think I would imagine the flight from Charles de Gaulle to Malpensa must be very beautiful because you go straight across probably one of the most spectacular parts of the Alps.
Yeah, I flew in real world to a European championship. When was this? 2008, I think, from Zurich to Charles de Gaulle. And yes, it's beautiful. I had a great day and it's, you get really the Alps. It's beautiful. And certainly to Milan, you are even more south. You're even more, as I said, you can route, according to the unofficial, what did we set up here? Our unofficial aviation quest to see air law, you can do what you want. The unofficial aviation quest is the flight sim air law. More about this in podcast 24. You know, stay by the rules, but do what you want.
Exactly. I've forgotten about our air law. We set that up right at the beginning, right?
And enjoy the Matterhorn, enjoy the Bernina Alps, enjoy everything you want. And straight into Charles de Gaulle. You know, just have fun. This is flight simming. But yeah, I mean, Watsim, again, if you want to have a serious game, then I think really the airspace, London, and then France, and also down there, Marseille, Milan, I think in a one cockpit operation, which you will have to master as a flight simmer, this adventure will keep you busy. I promise you that.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And again, in terms of, landscape and stuff, it's obviously really cool, huh?
It is. It already was back then in the 90s. And nowadays, you can fly with there are a couple of flight simulators who can certainly replicate this in astonishing. I think the visuals nowadays are no problem. And if you don't want to fly with the A320, because, Stefan, maybe it's too boring for you on a rest day, I don't know. You can, you said you're not a Boeing guy, but certainly the 737, the 767, or the business jet would fit well.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool. Very, very nice. So shall I finish off with my last thing?
Please, because we are already including the intro overtime. But yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we got used to overtime, like in real world aviation.
Yeah, exactly. We always don't have delays. So I thought, because, whenever we talk about airports, we talk about the obvious, kind of obvious ones, that everybody knows. And when we talk about airports in Austria, we usually go to Innsbruck, which makes sense. It's very spectacular and beautiful. But I want to talk about another airport in Austria, which I personally really, really like. And I think everybody who has a flight sim should fly there. And that is Salzburg.
Salzburg. Agreed.
Yeah, Salzburg is so beautiful. And the nice thing is it's not as tricky as Innsbruck. In my company, you need to have a training course to fly to Salzburg, but it's not as difficult as Innsbruck. And it's a very quick course. It's not like a huge thing like Innsbruck where the authorities are involved and you have to renew it every 12 months and stuff. It's one training course that you have to do once, and once you're qualified, you can fly there, and that's basically it. Especially if you want to fly there, try to do the circling approach onto runway 33, which is so, so cool. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen very often in the real world. The airport prefers aircraft to just fly the ILS onto 15, and that's what we usually do. But if the weather's nice, there's no wind and it's very calm, we sometimes ask if we can fly the circling approach onto runway 33. And if the airport is nice, they say, sure, go ahead. And yeah, it's beautiful, absolutely stunning. The scenery, you're surrounded by the Austrian Alps. There's some nice lakes nearby. You fly over the city of Salzburg, which is very beautiful. And yeah, for me, one of the nicest airports to fly to. So if you want to recreate this in the sim, I would highly recommend you do.
Perfect. And yeah, Salzburg was even, so to say, my home airport for a lot of training flights I did, especially in the Microsoft Flight Sim time, in the FSX time. It is a great airport to get a little bit, yeah, as you said, it's complicated, but not too complicated, and it's fun. And the scenery was, it's beautiful. The mountains around it, it's fun.
Yeah, on a good day. I've had some very bad days in Salzburg. It wasn't so much fun with a lot of thunderstorms. So, you know, maybe take a look at the real world weather first. If it's not nice, then Salzburg can be nasty. But if just remove the weather or just fly there when it's a nice day. Yeah.
Well, so already my third adventure here. Stefan, should I start with my third adventure?
Absolutely, go ahead.
It's just a 12 nautical mile hop that is allowed by the unofficial Aviation Quest CC flight sim airlaw. Otherwise, it will be not, so to say, allowed to land there, because this must be paradise. It's in the Maldives. And if you want to be motivated for some seaplane adventures, please go back to podcast number 14, to Christoph Barshevsky, and listen to his podcast. I think you got driven to fly a flowplane, and yeah, get yourself into the Beaver or the Twin Otter and have some fun. Take off from Velana International Airport and go to, it's about 12 nautical miles to the southeast, and it's called the Waldorf Astoria Maldives Itafushi Resource. Yes, you can send us a thank you email for the inevitable marketing message here, but they own Stefan. It seems they own not only one island, but connected islands. This must be paradise. So, as the listener now is already figured it out, I haven't flown it yet in the simulator. This is one of my Flight Sim bucket list items. Once I got here the new PC and Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, this must be just amazing. Pure serenity. And it's the atmosphere and the beauty, especially when you fly maybe in the golden hour right after sunrise. This must be just crazy. It's just beautiful. And I think it's a must-have done. Try it out if you haven't. Victor Romeo Mike is the ICAO code for Velana International Airport. And as I said, southeast, and yeah, find your way. Otherwise, ask the GPS. But as I said, have your fun at Waldorf Astoria Maldives Itafushi Resort. Normally only, it seems that boats drive there, but seaplanes, at least you shouldn't land directly at the island. But as I said, the unofficial Aviation Quest CC flight sim air law allows you almost everything.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great adventure.
There are scenery packs, before I forget, free and paid. Yeah. For X-Plane 12 and Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, available according to my, as always, yeah, I do my best to at least have serious research if I am leaking here some real Flight Sim World experience. But yeah, if I fly it, I will tell you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Many years ago, my wife and I went to the Maldives for the first time, and we took one of those seaplanes from Male to Corredo, which is an island in the north. And it was amazing. There were two things that really stood out to me because, you know, I'm from Europe. I'm used to flying for airlines. The first thing I noticed was the pilot uniform. They had a nice white shirt, you know, with the stripes, but the trousers were short and they wore flip-flops. So that was a really cool uniform. And the second thing was when we came into land, we did this turn really close to the water, and my wife and I looked down and we could see sharks and rays in the water as we were flying
this
by.
Ocean, this ocean atolls must be just amazing.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, once you have your new PC, hopefully in the near future, then you have to do this in the sim. Microsoft Flight Simulator 24 does a really good job of recreating the Maldives. So yeah,
I mean,
give it
I
a
am
go.
Not aware, but I think also the members of a Discord server can upload screenshots. So maybe one of the Discord members now already says, "Hey, Jürgen, let me jump into a Beaver or a Twin Otter this evening and I will show you." Yes, I want to see. Upload it.
Yes, exactly. We do share screenshots on the Discord server. So this would be a nice theme to go somewhere where we actually, you know, where we talk about in the podcast. Oh, cool. That's very nice. That brought back some nice memories for myself as well. It's a long time ago that I was there in Corredo, but yeah. Amazing, amazing part of the world. Not just in the sim, but also in the real world.
Yeah, well, we made it already to the end of another great episode, Stefan. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's figure out what we do next. You stay in the line. But yeah, you maybe, yeah, Stefan said in Dormion or talk to in Dormion to me, "Hey, Jürgen, the listeners want to have more information about you." Yeah, I'm really in the moment. I'm focusing more and more also on LinkedIn. The listeners will see it now. I'm focusing more and more on aviation coaching because it's really a fascinating field. I'm studying a lot and also coming up with some new material from my past, you know, bringing up some, yeah, updating some coachings I already did to 2026. And it will be, yeah, there will be something going on here. But we will talk about this something in a follow-up podcast, and I think. And until that, if somebody want to have a look at this, it's there is a coaching button in at our homepage. But Stefan, I think we will talk about this after the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. I think if you allow me two sentences, I have a huge amount of respect for what you've achieved in your life and for what you've done. I think it most definitely deserves a podcast where we just talk about you and what you've done and what you've achieved. So I'm really looking forward to that because I think everybody needs to hear your amazing story. So that's it from my side. So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for being with us once again. And as always, we look forward to having you back again in the next time. Okay, then all the best and bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Aviation Quest CC, Stories from Above. For more information about this episode and everything we do, visit our homepage aviation-quest.cc. We appreciate your time and support, and we'd love to have you back for the next episode. Until then, stay safe, stay curious, and keep your passion for aviation flying high.